Jay Canada, Steel City, a nice rebound from a crappy race, last couple crappy races, and good second moto. You came from the back a little bit.
Yeah, it was good. I'm pumped. I ended up 10th overall, so I'm happy with that. Feels like these last couple rounds, the field has gotten deeper with guys, and I haven't had too many good rounds in the last couple rounds. Just I've had bike problems weekend after weekend, and then last weekend two crashes in the beginning of the races was fast, but couldn't put it in the top 10. So just to put it in the top 10, I'm happy to do that.
This track is a little difficult, and probably we saw some rain in that second 450 moto. So how was it out there in the second moto?
It wasn't like too greasy, but it was like hard packed, so it was just slippery, and there's a lot of rocks out here. I didn't remember there being so many rocks out here, but other than that, it was technical, so that was good.
And what's the plan from here? Like Elsinore, which is you've ridden there a bunch. How do you like that track, and what do you think about that race going into it?
I mean, it's hometown race, so that's gonna be nice. No flying, no nothing. Yeah. Just drive there. It's like 20 minutes away from my house, so that's cool. And then I've ridden there quite a bit, so that's a good thing, and I'm used to it now. And
but do you like it?
It's not my favorite track, but I mean, it's good though. I know they're doing a lot of changes, so no one's really gonna know how the track's gonna be. I saw it, and it's totally different, so should be good.
I didn't see the points. How far out are you? A 10th? I know we've talked before. I know you made some points up on Baker and Nelson maybe today. We've talked before. That's a big goal of yours. How far are you out?
Now I was 19, and now I'm 7. So it's looking good at the end of the tunnel. There's some light.
Lake Elsinore, the battle for 10th and the points is on.
Oh, yeah, it's on.
All right, thanks.
No problem, man.